This is Phil Farron, and I am driving around. I am not driving home today. Long story, but the short of it is that my dinner needed to move back a little bit tonight because of my friend having some previous engagements. At the same time, another buddy is coming to stay with me for a little bit at our house because he is in transition. He's actually heading out to LA to hang out his shingle out there and just see what will happen. He's a young man and unattached at this point, so he's going to come live with my wife and I while he's taking the last few steps to get moved out to LA. He's expecting to head out to LA mid-July or so, end of July, sometime in there. So he'll only be with us for 3 or 4 weeks, but he just needed a place to crash while he was putting the last final touches on the move. So we told him, yes, of course, you can come stay with us. So he's coming out, and I had to run to Walmart to get a trash can because my trash can downstairs was pretty grody. And it was on my list of things to do, but, you know, sometimes things get bumped down the list. And I grew up in the Philippines, so even the dirt is clean to me here. But obviously my wife texted me and said, please get another trash can for downstairs. I said, yes, I will do that. So between doing a little bit of running around, having my dinner later than I was expecting, I have 20 minutes to kill right here, right now. And I thought, well, you can either wait till you go home, but I'm going to need to go straight home after dinner, and I may need to pick up some dinner for them, so I may not get to record this after my dinner. So I thought, you know what, we'll just do this now. It has been an exciting week. Some pretty interesting programming challenges this week, but everything got done and everything's waking and yay, everybody seems to be happy. So, got another week down and concluding another month today and billed the correct amount of money. So the retirement plan is in place and I think the retirement plan is going into play tomorrow. So this will be interesting now that we've made it past the vote on Greek austerity, and it appears that that is going to pass. I do need to check. I haven't actually checked today, but the one yesterday passed. So part two is going to pass today, frankly. I don't think this is the end of it. I just don't see how that this is going to work long term, because the austerity package that they're talking about is going to bring a lot of pain to the Greek middle class, which is the Greek middle and lower classes, which are the voting constituency in a democracy. So I have a really hard time believing that they are not going to get up in arms even more than they are already. And they aren't going to vote that government out and get another government in there that will tell everybody else, forget you, we're not doing this kind of austerity thing anymore. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. I have been trying to do some research to find out exactly what's going to happen when Greece defaults, which they will. Well, I don't know that for sure, but man, it looks like they're going to. And I really can't find anybody that can say definitively. And one of the reasons we can't say definitively is we're not sure how many derivatives and credit default swaps and all that kind of stuff there are out there still being written every day. So, you know, who can say? In other news, I am still investigating the possibility of doing some audiobooks. I kind of like the idea. It will take a lot of time. I've been investigating turning my little tornado shelter into an isolation booth, and I'm going to be playing with that a little bit. But I, in talking to my friends, have pretty well decided that it's time to quit fooling around and just just get back to writing. I was obviously writing for a while, for several years there, and really enjoying it. I had plenty of things to write, and then I got distracted with the Vainwork stand. But at the end of the day, if I am going to expect people to be fans of my work and buy my work, the least I can do is be a fan of my own work. And being a fan of my own work means that I am willing to do it as much as I am absolutely able to, which means that I need to quit fooling around with websites and with phone apps and all that kind of stuff and just write. And so I am going to be doing that. I'm trying to decide now if part of being a fanatic about my writing is being so convinced that my writing is great that I want as many people to hear it as possible, so I'm willing to do the audiobooks as well. Which I think that may be part of it. So for that reason, I may push ahead with the Audible stuff just because that's just another way that I could get my stuff out there for people to listen to. So I've ordered some soundproofing material, and I actually got on one of these discussion boards where there's sound professionals on there and described my situation to them and told them what I was thinking about doing, and everyone agreed that what I was thinking about doing would work and would work well, but they suggested that I might be able to get the same result spending less money, so we're going to give that a try. Frankly, I am skeptical. But, you know, that's okay. We will give it a try. So I'm going to be giving that a try here as soon as that material gets in. But in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and get started on Grumpy Old Prophets 2. And I've already started to make some notes on that. And I'm going to be making more notes on that over this weekend, over the holiday fourth weekend, and try to get a rough outline in on that. Those things are only 70 pages. The Grumpy Old Prophet books are short. And I could, if I get an outline together, you know, with some concentrated work in the evenings, I would imagine I could get the thing written in a month, month and a half. I mean, it shouldn't take me that long, which might be about coincidentally the same amount of time it takes me to get my sound booth put together and, you know, start recording and yada yada. So I think I've finally kind of worked my way through all of the permutations of thinking about how I'm going to spend the last portion of my life, and there's really no question I want to spend it writing. And I could keep spinning around thinking about how I could make more money so I would be more comfortable going into writing, or I could just implement the plan I have now, which should provide a respectable amount of money, and then just go write and leave the rest of it in God's hands. And I think I'm going to do that because I'm tired of not writing. Anyways, so that's kind of the catch up on that. We are, I am moving forward, and I think it's time to just focus on the writing because that's my story. And I really don't want to do anything else. So it's time to get with it. Anyways, this week I don't really have a topic prepared per se. Except I wanted to tell you all about a really wonderful experience that I had over the last multiple weeks. And I told one of my buddies about this a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. I can't remember now. And I could tell by how he was receiving it that, you know, he was like a little, really? And in fact, I was over at his office complex and his administrative assistant was looking at me like, what? And, but I told them, no, it's going to be fine. Everything is fine. And in fact, it has turned out fine, and it turned out really wonderful. So one of the things that I have been focusing on over the last multiple years is the idea that community is better than isolation. In fact, I have a chapter in the book called Community versus Isolation in Still Whispers, which is available on my website for free, but maybe not for too much longer because it's already now available on the Kindle and the Nook and the iBook for the low, low sum of $1.99. So I figure I don't really need to give away things for free if they're $1.99. If you absolutely cannot afford the $1.99, write me. I will do something about it. Anyways, so there is a chapter in the book called Community versus Isolation. And in that chapter in the book, I discuss my efforts to come to grips with the last group of people in my life whom I have had difficulty establishing real relationships with, real conversations, real community. And that last group of people is none other than pretty young women. So, because there are some challenges with pretty young women, just from the societal standpoint, me being an older guy. But I have made it a goal in my life to have human-to-human, real, live, heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit communication with all humans, including pretty young women. So that's my goal. Anyways, so I have made that a priority in my life, and I pretty much talk to everybody who will look at me and give me any kind of time of day, like at Walmart. And certainly it doesn't matter whether they're pretty or not pretty, I talk to them. Doesn't matter whether they're the help or customers, I talk to them. And I've tried to make a habit of this. Well, several weeks ago, when I was working on the phone app, the Windows 7 phone app, I was renting movies quite frequently because I could just let them play in the background because it's basically two different parts of my brain, so I can watch a movie and code at the same time. And I would swing in there on Sundays because I could get two movies on Sundays and watch them on Sunday and drop them back on Monday. And there was a young lady there who had taken over a position of more responsibility, so she was in charge of opening the store and that sort of things. And one of the first times I was in there that she was in there was one of the first times she was opening the stores, and she was having some difficulties. And I'd ask her, how's it going? And she was saying, oh, the printer's not working and the reports didn't run. And so I was commiserating with her and encouraging her that everything was going to be okay. And that sort of began our friendship then. And it turned into a very nice little friendship. I mean, every time I'd be in there and she was in there, we'd wave and we'd talk for a little bit. And it was great. She's just very, very nice. You know, we kind of got closer as friends and things. And then I got this phone call out of the blue one day, and Blockbuster was calling. It was her, and she said, I don't know if you've heard, but Blockbuster is closing. My store branch here is closing, the one that's closest to me. It's like, oh. And she said, I'm not going to see you anymore. I said, well, bummer. This is not good. So we talked for a little bit, and I told her, well, I said, I tell you what, you know, when you're working, just give me a holler. I'll just swing by and say hey, and it'll be fine. And so we did that for a while. And I was in there one day, and we were, you know, chattering away as we do, and she mentioned, yeah, she said, it's my birthday in a couple of days, and she said, I'm actually going to have to go up for my uncle's funeral on my birthday. And I went, oh, man, that's no good. She said, I know. I said, well, I'm sorry that you're having to spend your birthday like that. That was like on a Thursday. So got together with my buddy on Friday morning. I was telling him this story, and he's kind of like looking at me like, okay, what's going on? I said, look, there's nothing going on. Nothing. Zip. Nothing. Nothing. We're just friends, period. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit, community. Two human beings can really have this, even if it's an old guy and a young pretty girl. And so he was okay. He's okay, okay, okay. And I mentioned, I said, yeah, I've got a copy of Still Whispers and I'm just going to take it by and just give it to her. She's working today. I'm going to give it to her for her birthday tomorrow and, you know, tell her happy birthday, you know, and maybe this will cheer you up a little bit. So anyways, this particular guy happens to play the saxophone and he often calls people on their birthday and plays happy birthday to them on the saxophone. And so he said, hey, he said, you want me to come over and play my saxophone? I said, man, that'd be great. And so we go tromping in there at noon on that Friday, and he plays happy birthday on his saxophone, and I give her the book and, you know, say happy birthday, and she gives me a hug and says, thank you. And that's fine. It's fine. It's great. This was when my buddy's administrative assistant was kind of looking at me like, you're doing what? And how young is this girl? And I'm like, there is nothing. This, we are friends. Okay, so that all goes fine. And so then she writes me on Facebook, a day later, day and a half later. And she said, hey, she said, I was reading your book. And she said, I got to thinking, you know, people at church are always talking about, you got to listen for God, you got to listen for God. And he said, now Phil, in his book, he's talking about listening for God, and he doesn't seem like he's a nutcase or something. I forget what word she used. Doesn't seem weird. He seems like he's pretty cool. Maybe I should try this. So she said, I decided that I was going to try to listen for God all day. Okay, cool. This is cool. So she said she listened all day, and she said she didn't really recognize anything. There were like some things she thought maybe, but she wasn't sure. And so, you know, then she said, if I recall right, she was going into her bedroom, and as she was kind of going into her bedroom, she heard this in her head say, watch out for the spider. And she kind of stopped and said, what? That's kind of weird. So she, you know, took her bed sheets off, looked all around, looked under her bed, couldn't find anything. So she thought, oh, that's probably just me. So she said she took her dog out for a walk and, you know, did his business and that kind of stuff. And the dog came back in and she got that taken care of. And she said, and then I went ahead and went on into my bathroom to get ready for bed. And she said, I looked up at the wall, there's this big, huge spider. And she said, I went, wow. And so, but she said, I was kind of ready for it, you know? So she said, I got the toilet paper and killed it and threw it away. She said, I just thought that was so funny. I got a chance to talk to her later. I said, yeah, that's fun, isn't it? So here, because I am willing to pursue community, even in instances where our society would say it would be awkward, because I'm willing to share heart to heart, spirit to spirit, with all human beings, including pretty young women. This young lady, first of all, I had a chance to share my book with her, and second of all, she has had a chance to experience this wonderful mystery of hearing God speak. She told me later, she said, well, at first I thought, you know, all that was just me. She said, but then I thought, no, it was different. She said, it felt different. I said, yes, yeah, it does. Anyways, I'm at the restaurant. I'm going to have dinner with my buddy. So that's all for today. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it to the restaurant, and I'll talk to you next week.